Hey everybody, welcome to Module 4. You made it! I know Module 3 was pretty dense, but you did have 2 weeks to go through it. And now we're going to just shift a little bit and talk about that conscious universe, that other supportive system that we have and how it works in very simple, easy to understand terms. This is not going to get all Poindexter on you. I'm going to give it to you in really, really easy, easy digestible chunks so that you get why we're doing this. So you remember at the very beginning of this course, I talked a lot about the purpose of this is to help you unlock your magic, partner with the magic that's already in the universe so that you can co-create a unique, inspired, authentic life. So we really didn't go into a lot of detail about the partner, right? And how that partner operates. So just like there are governing principles in the material world, like gravity, for example, the law of gravity, there are governing principles in the invisible world too. Now these have been spoken about for centuries and thousands of years in ancient civilizations. There's tons and tons and tons of information on the internet if you want to actually go deep on it, but you don't really need to. You just need to know that it exists and that some of these principles or laws are going to be really important to you in order for you to basically get what you desire. And so I've chosen the specific laws that are going to be important for you to understand and that you can work with it and you can actually do readings around them. Now, why are we doing this? It's because the laws keep the universe or the conscious universe in harmony. So everything works in harmony if these laws are working in harmony. So for example, you want to create something. Let's start with the first law, the law of thought. I'm going to do separate little videos on each one of the laws, but I'm going to give you an example because the four laws that we're looking at are the law of thought, the law of frequency and magnetism, the law of forgiveness, and the law of infinite potential. Those four. Now, there are many more, and I'm sure you know them, but these are the ones that are most important for you. So, the law of thought, what does that mean? Well, it means that everything is first consciousness. So not only is it the conscious universe that comes first, right? The thought of God, the mind of God, or the divine matrix that is conscious, but we also have our mind. So our thinking, whether it comes from our small self or whether it comes from an integrated self that is includes the soul, right, which is what we've been doing here, we've been bringing both together, is going to have an impact on what you create. You're going to co-create something in the world. So if you look at it in a really simplistic way, if you build a house, the house has a structure, and that house had to be thought of first. The architecture of the house had to be thought of. Now, that house has to always have walls, right? You can't build a ceiling without the walls. Like, you just can't. You can build a floor, and then you don't just go build a ceiling, right? You have to build walls, and you have to have something that holds it up, right? Otherwise, it's going to fall down on you. That we know. That's like, we think, well, that's so obvious. Well, what's not so obvious to us, unless we're taught this, is the universal laws that govern how we, as human beings and as spiritual beings having a human experience, actually impact the material world. Okay? So, and now we're going to learn these things. And the law of attraction is the one that people know most, right? Everybody goes, oh yeah, well, the law of attraction, because The Secret brought it forward, etc. But that is only one of many laws. And if you just use it by itself, you're actually not going to know what the heck it's all about. So first comes the law of thought. As you think, so you will be. And why is that? Because a thought begins, and then an emotion comes after the thought. So if you think about something long enough, your body is going to respond, your emotion is going to respond, and as a result of that, then you're going to engage the law of frequency because you're going to now have an energy that's being sent out there like a radio signal. So that's why our thinking is so key and why we spent the first three modules on getting you used to using the cards, using your oracle to interface with you so that you could continuously see what's going on internally, right? So it's whatever is inside always begins with thinking, right? So, and many of you have changed your thinking. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of the posts in the main hall, you're gonna see people are going, oh my God, I'm like, all my epiphanies are coming. Because why? Because your mind changes. All of a sudden, what you thought was your reality begins to shift, and it has to shift in the mind and in the heart. So we bring these two together when we talk about the law of thought. So if you were to think about poverty, for example, and this is a good one because it's something I've struggled with because I had actual experience in my life that would bring me into this dialogue with poverty. So the minute you start to be afraid of that or have poverty as being your center of expectation, if you will, because the law of thought also connects to the concept of expectation, and you may be completely unaware of that, but you start to see your cards reflect that to you, like, hey, you gotta change the way you think. What happens is that that law shows you where you're out of alignment, because the universe is abundant. It is always infinite potential, which is our last law, which we're gonna talk about in a separate video. So all of these four laws that I'm bringing up to you all work in tandem, and they work as a unit, and they are not mutable. In other words, they are fixed. They are always going to be this. They're not going to change on you. They will always be that. Now, how do we know this? Well, philosophers and metaphysicians of ancient cultures observed these laws, and they observed them often enough. And I'm going to tell you, cultures from all over the world that had no connection to one another came up with the same conclusions, which is why we call them laws, because these were inalterable facts that were noticed by many, many people over thousands of years. So this is why we actually call them a law, distinct from a human law, which we make up to actually make something be in control and define it, that makes it limited. So what we want to do is learn how to work with these laws and stay in alignment with what is harmonious with spirit, which is always going to be in abundance. That's the thing we always have to remember. That's why I brought up the poverty consciousness, because that's completely out of alignment with the truth. So, universal law is a structure or governing principle that we need to know in order for us to get the most out of our intentions that we're planting in our field of dreams, right? So we've now come to a place in our work together where you're starting to recognize there's so much more of you than you had coming in. And now you can really take a look at your intention or make an intention, maybe even for the first time in the course, and say, I feel really drawn to this. So like a farmer going into a field and tilling the soil, you don't just throw your seeds out there and walk away and go, whoopee, right? There's got to be some work put into it. And so you have to learn, if I do this to the soil, I will aerate it. Or if I do that to the seed, if I plant it far enough apart, then that will give it, you know, then the seed will be given enough space to grow. Certain things like that, like if I didn't know that, if somebody hadn't told me that, I would have never figured that out by myself. So this is the thing that we're looking at now. Basically, how does this series of universal law help you manifest your desires, and how can your oracle cards sync with those laws to keep you in alignment so that you're not throwing unneeded obstacles in your path, and you can get closer and closer to your desired result without being attached to the form, and which we've talked about a lot over the past three modules. So without further ado, I'm going to show you some of the short videos and show you how to do your readings, which are part of your home play this week, with the questions that I'm asking you. I'm going to do them for the group. All right, see you there.